Hello, shareholders and investors. Welcome to Banco Bradesco's third quarter 2025 earnings podcast with André Carvalho, Investor Relations Officer.
Hello and welcome all to our 2025 third quarter podcast. We begin with three key messages. First, we remain committed to raising our profitability gradually and safely, step by step. Second, revenues remain the main driver of increasing profitability, with operating expenses and delinquency indicators under control. Third, we continue to execute our transformation plan at an accelerated pace. Let's look at the 2025 third quarter performance. Net income was 6.2 billion reais, up to 2.3% compared to the previous quarter and 18.8% year-on-year. Our ROE reached 14.7%. Operating income reached 7.9 billion reais in Q3, up to 1% compared to the previous quarter and 16.5% year-on-year. We highlight the significant revenues growth, especially the client NII strong performance in the quarter. The NII reached 18.7 billion reais in Q3. The NII net of provisions was 10.2 billion reais. Its breakdown revealed a greater contribution from client NII, which came to 18.6 billion reais, up to 4.8% compared to the previous quarter and 19% year-on-year, driven by the increase in the loan portfolio and the average spread with clients, which rose from 8.8% in the previous quarter to 9%. The funding margin continues to expand. The market NII stood at 99 million reais, declining compared to the previous quarter due to the lower performance in ALM, as expected. The expanded loan portfolio grew 1.6% in the quarter and 9.6% year-on-year. The share of secured credit lines has increased once again. The slowdown in our loan portfolio is expected to continue given the current economic conditions and our moderate risk appetite. In the third quarter, our portfolio grew in individuals and SMEs, but experienced a slight decline in large corporates. The over 90-day NPL was stable at 4.1%. The stage 3 portfolio was 7.7%, a 20 basis points drop over the quarter. The cost of risk rose slightly from 3.2% to 3.3%, reflecting higher provisions related to specific cases in large corporates and in John Deere Bank. We highlight a decrease in our restructured portfolio by 1.8 billion reais compared to the previous quarter and 8.2 billion reais year-on-year. Fees expanded by 2.8% compared to the previous quarter and 6.9% year-on-year. The performance of insurance activities was once again significant. Income from insurance operations amounted to 5.7 billion reais, posting 13% growth year-on-year. Net income reached 2.5 billion reais, resulting in an ROE of 22.4% in the quarter. The financial income came in line with expectations, and we saw continued progress in the operating income. Operating expenses rose 9.6% year-on-year, as expected. Personnel and admin expenses, excluding costs related to profit sharing, grew 2.5% year-on-year, well below inflation for the period, underlining the strong cost control measures currently in place within the organization. Our capital ratios improved slightly in September compared to June, with Tier 1 capital ratio at 13.4% and core capital ratio at 11.4%. We allocated 3.8 billion reais in interest on capital during the third quarter of 2025. Our transformation plan is progressing at an accelerated pace. In the third quarter, we made a significant footprint adjustment and changes to our way of serving clients. we hired close to 600 professionals in technology, retaining consultants and boosting technological advances. Our Enterprise Agility program progressed with 10 additional tribes this quarter. We have stepped up how we serve our clients by opening 34 offices in the new principal segment, having more fully digital clients, ramping up the operation of our correspondent banks, and adding more features and users to our app for SMEs. In terms of personnel, the Cultural Evolution Program is being implemented. The transformation plan will continue to be executed at an accelerated pace. You can find complete information about the results on our IR website, and our staff is available to answer questions. Thanks for listening.